This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 425 for Thursday, June 6th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making its way back into positive territory on Thursday morning, supported by comparable oils. There are sharp gains in Chicago soil and Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is also higher. Crude oil is moving slightly upward. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Wednesday's close. Yesterday, the Bank of Canada announced it's cutting its key lending rate by 25 basis points at 4.75%. The July canola contract is up $13 per ton at $630.10. In the United States, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the green. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 1.181 million tons of old crop canola sold for export during the weekend on May 30th, near the higher end of trade expectations and up 46% from the week before. In addition, 113,300 tons of new crop U.S. corn were also sold for export, mostly to Mexico. The USDA also announced the sale of 152,000 tons of old crop corn to an unknown destination. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 1.072 million barrels of ethanol produced on average per day for the week ended May 31st, up from 1.068 million the previous week. However, ethanol stocks dropped by 155,000 barrels at a five-month low of 23.052 million. South Korea purchased 133,000 tons of corn from South America and South Africa. The July corn contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.50. Old crop U.S. soybean export sales were near the lower end of trade expectations at 189,600 tons, down 43% from the previous week. 73,800 tons of new crop soybean export sales were also reported. For soy meal, 250,200 tons of old crop were also sold, along with 4,100 tons for new crop. For soy oil, 6,000 tons of old crop were sold, down 42% from the week before, as well as 3,500 tons of new crop. Brazil is considering changing its tax laws, which crushers and exporters fear would make their soybeans uncompetitive on the world market. The speculation may have lifted soy meal prices on Wednesday. The July soybean contract is up 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.96. The USDA reported 229,000 tons of net export sales reductions for old crop wheat, worse than what the trade expected. However, 616,900 tons of new crop wheat were sold for export during the week. Russian wheat growing areas are expected to see temperatures above 30 degrees Celsius next week with no rain. Sovacon cut its wheat production forecast for the country to 80.7 million tons. Japan purchased 103,800 tons of milling wheat, with roughly half from Canada and the rest from the U.S. and Australia. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.52. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.87. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.18. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, June 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.